when the Gaeltacht Bill was rammed through the houses of the Oireachtas, it was without the support of the opposition parties. Indeed, it was on the one rare occasion when the entire opposition parties walked out of the Dáil in protest. And we gave a commitment at that time that we would engage with the communities across the Gaeltacht to hear their own first-hand experience about the services being provided, about the future of the Irish language, and what they would like to see in a Gaeltacht Bill that would really encapture how we move forward and try and have a thriving and vibrant Gaeltacht area. Trevor O'Clarty, our senator, has been engaged in outreach meetings with groups representative of the Gaeltacht region throughout Donegal. And tonight in the Cranach at 7 o'clock, there will be a public meeting to hear either groups' views or personal views as to what they believe the future would be, where the strengths are, where the weaknesses are, and what needs to be addressed.
It had been your intention to attend and address that meeting, but it now seems, due to the Social Welfare Bill being voted on in Leinster House today, you may not make it.
No, it's extremely unlikely now. The Social Welfare Bill has been pushed through the Dáil again. It's been guillotined. The final votes are to take place at 4 o'clock this evening, and I think it would be remiss of me on behalf of, particularly on behalf of the 4,500 young people in Donegal who find themselves on the live register, that, you know, that I would be missing while this government intends to cut their social welfare payment and the safety net that they have, not to mention the other measures in the Social Welfare Bill that affect the elderly and other vulnerable people.